Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We are back here on Darren Donick and Jace. Willie Donick, Steve Lehman here with you today. And we are checking in out in San Francisco to talk 49ers and the Super Bowl with Bonte Hill from 95.7 The Game. Bonte, thanks a lot for joining us.
Good morning, fellas, or I should say good afternoon out there, man. Ready to talk some Super Bowl.
Well, let's talk some Super Bowl. I'll tell you what. So what is this? What has this week been like for you covering this team? I mean, the 49ers have such a tremendous history. And, of course, they had the one appearance. In fact, I just caught the 30-minute Super Bowl highlight NFL Films thing, which is kind of a yearly tradition, right? You got to watch it.
Right.
I used to be able to have, like, every line memorized from those things until up to a certain age, and now it's getting a little harder to have it all. But
right.
It was fun just reviewing that game. But, I mean, for the 49ers, they went through a really tough stretch there, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's all come together.
I mean, I look at the kids who are 30 and younger, right? All the football fans, 49er fans, or 30 and under, who really don't know about Steve Young, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and glory days. You know, I was 12 years old. 12 years old when the Niners won their last Super Bowl 25 years ago in Miami against the Chargers. So everybody, you know, 35, 34 and under, you know, they're watching this team and are watching this franchise after the Giants won 3 World Series championships, the Warriors going on their 5-year run winning 3 championships. They really didn't know the Niners as winners. You know, there's been 3 winning seasons with Harbaugh, one with Steve Bariucci when he got fired after they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the same year. They won the Super Bowl, and that's it. Niner fans have been deprived of success. They've been deprived of a stable organization, you know, with the way Jed York can run things. But, look, he caught lightning in a bottle. He did it with Jim Harbaugh. He wasn't graceful then. He humbled himself, gives Shanahan and Lynch the 6-year deals. And now 49er fans are just, this is just euphoric out here in the Bay Area, thinking about this team and where they came from. 4 wins last year, no road wins, to playing in 4 to 5 best games of the season against the Saints, the Ravens, the Seahawks, L.A. Rams. I mean, it's been a remarkable season, and it's caught everybody by surprise.
I want to ask you, because I can go back, and Steve, you did some shows with us during this time, when Jimmy Garoppolo took over and started getting it done 2 years ago. They mm-hmm. actually beat the Titans in a really big game.
That.
It was a very exciting game,
yep.
And it was a game the Titans really needed. They got around it. They found a way into the playoffs anyway. But you could start to see that the 49ers were starting to get it going. Then, of course, Garoppolo gets hurt, and that kind of derailed them. So what were your expectations going into this year for the 49ers, knowing that he would be back?
Well, the expectations were low because – last year, he injures his ACL in week 3, obviously against the Kansas City Chiefs. And you look at the way he looked in the preseason. He looked skittish. He looked rattled. So after a season in which, and I remember that Titans game because that was a big game. That was a big day for the Bay because it was like Jimmy Garoppolo's first home game as a starter. You're playing the Titans who are playing for a playoff spot and who did go to the playoffs this year. You guys know that. And so the expectations last year was 10 wins. And they didn't get that. They didn't come close to it. So this year, the way Jimmy Garoppolo was looking, you know, skittish in the pocket, you heard about the practice where he threw 5 straight interceptions off 5 consecutive plays. The expectations lowered. It was about a 7-8 win. You know, hey, if they win 10 wins, if they're in a hunt by November 1st, great, we'll take that out here. But that's how far. And I caution fans this in the preseason. Even though I thought this team would only win about 7 or 8 games, I said, look how far we've fallen from the glory days. People are just begging for an 8-8 season. They're begging for the 49ers to go 8-8. I said, geez, what happened to the Saints? A Super Bowl or bust?
Begging for 8-8. That's an interesting thought. Yeah.
Right. We're praying for 8-8. That's how bad it got out here. So the expectations were not high at all. You didn't know about Nick Bosa. Hell, we didn't even know if Nick Bosa was going to play in the first game against Tampa Bay. Where was Richard Sherman at? Who's going to play wide receiver? I mean, it looked grim out here. It was, fans were not expecting much. They definitely wasn't expecting a trip to Miami for Super Bowl 54.
Bonte Hill's our guest. He does pre- and post-game for the 49ers on the game out in San Francisco. Bonte, when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, what type of quarterback is he exactly? Because people are going to look at that NFC Championship game where he threw the ball eight times, and some people are going to say, you know, he's just the game manager behind that incredible rushing attack that the 49ers have. But you also point out when he wasn't there a year ago, this was a totally different team. Right. So what does Jimmy Garoppolo mean behind center for the Niners?
Well, I think people forgot about 2017, and I'm glad you guys brought up that Titans game, because that was so pivotal in the minds of 49er fans into believing they have a franchise quarterback. Now, he plays that first game against Chicago back in 2017. They don't score a touchdown, but he commands the huddle. You know, he goes to Texas. It plays the Houston Texans. And he commands the huddle. And in that Titans game, as you mentioned, where he threw over 300 yards, Jimmy Garoppolo is a quarterback that will do whatever's asked of him. If it's hand the ball off 47 times like they did against the Minnesota Vikings, he's going to hand the football off 47 times. If you need him to pass it 30 times or 35 times, that's a thing that he can do as well. And he had to do it during a stretch in which they had a lot of injuries. They had, you know, Joe Staley was out for a while. Mike McGlinchey was out for a while. You know, you look at the defensive side of the football. Quan Alexander was out for a while. Dee Ford, so the defense was giving up a lot more points. And they had to be in some shootouts. They had to score. And Garoppolo, you look at this stretch starting on Halloween when they played the Arizona Cardinals, and he threw for over 304 touchdowns. He was great on third down. By the way, he's a top five quarterback when it comes to third down conversions and completion percentage. Then you look at the Monday night game, and everybody said, well, we don't know about him. You know, the receivers dropped a lot of passes. He got hit. Look, he's a guy who's going to throw some risky passes. I call him the Jimmy O no throws. If you can stay away from the Jimmy O no throws, I think he's fine. So he's a quarterback who's capable of winning in a shootout. He's capable of being a game manager. He's capable of just leading a football team. But that's the thing. His team is behind him, and they have his back. So whatever the nation wants to call him, a game manager, a gunslinger, a guy who's prone to turnovers, whatever it is. But the fact is, this guy in his first full season as a starting quarterback in the NFL led a team to 13-3, and when it was time to ball out, he balled out. Just look at the Saints game. Look at the Rams game on Saturday Night Football. Look at the Seahawks game in Week 17. Garoppolo's a fine, fine quarterback. He's a top 15, top 12 quarterback, and he's a leader of it.
So when I look at this team, I actually see a pretty similar matchup to what I saw of the Titans against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I see a team that is capable of running the football and controlling possession, keeping the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hand. I see a team that's got a quarterback that the guys believe in and is capable of making plays when it comes. And I see a pretty darn good defense that goes up against Mahomes and that crew. But what happened to the Titans is eventually Mahomes gets going, and they couldn't slow him down. What makes you think that the 49ers defense or the way the 49ers play as a whole can match up better than ultimately what the Titans did in KC?
You know what? Looking back at the AFC Championship game, I thought Tennessee had a flaw there. They made a tactical error in the third quarter. Guys are down four. You know, you force Kansas City to punt. You know, there was a couple punts. There was no scoring, you know, for the most of that third quarter. And I thought the Titans became one too predictable on offense when it came to running Derrick Henry. I thought they should have mixed in some play action passing on first down. And defensively, Mahomes just figured it out. You know, that defense is decimated. Obviously, you weren't getting the pass rush that you wanted. So you just can't hold up for 5 seconds against that track team they have at the wide receiver position. So I think with the Niners, it all starts up front. It all starts with the defensive line. Can you get pressure on Patrick Mahomes by rushing just four? Can you get pressure on him? Because if you blitz him, he's going to kill you. If you sit back in his zone, he's going to kill you. So can you get pressure with the front four? That's the key to the game, fellas. It's really that simple. KC's offensive line is pretty good. I understand that. But Bosa, Armstead, Buckner, and Ford, they're the key to this football game. Can they get the Mahomes and hit him a little bit? And the one thing the Niners do have going for them as well is they're a team that doesn't miss many tackles. They're one of the best tackling football teams in the NFL. They're physical. When they hit you, they hit you. So some of these speed guys, if they take a couple pops early, I wonder how they react, because all of a sudden they're not so fast after getting hit a couple times. So it all starts up front with that defensive line, fellas. Hitting Mahomes, getting to Mahomes. And also, you got to play a little keep away. There's no doubt about that. You want to take your time on offense. But I also think Shanahan will allow Garoppolo to throw a little more on first down. Because what I noticed with Kansas City, you guys know this, they just started to put 8-9 in the box and said, Henry's not running on us. And I believe they're going to do that with this Niners running game as well.
Before we let you go, Bonte, I want to ask you about one more guy, because he's taken up residence here in Nashville. George Kittle, and I didn't even know this until last summer. I guess he just has done this in the last year or two, but he is such an interesting personality to go with an amazing talent. What's it like to cover him every day?
Oh, man, it's entertaining. He's always going to give you a sound bite. He's always going to have a minute for you. He's always going to make people laugh. I mean, he is, you know, we were talking about this on my show out here in San Francisco. You know, who's going to be the guy who could benefit the most from a Super Bowl win? Who's going to catapult themselves into a national superstar? You know, George Kittle's an NFL superstar. He's kind of crossed over with the WWE. You see all the videos with The Rock, and they're cool, and he's going to wrestling events. That's the guy who could become Gronk 2.0. He's kind of just wild. And you just think about the toughness this guy displays. First of all, he loves run blocking more than pass catching. I believe he's a better run blocker than a tight end receiver at this point, even though if you get him out of space, it's really tough to block him or tackle him in one-on-one situations. But also, this guy's playing with a boat spur in his ankle, a pop capsule in his kneecap. He's playing with a torn labrum. The guy is an absolute gladiator. So he's one of the fan favorites. Nick Bosa, George Kittle, it's just different when they make plays. This fan base loves George Kittle. It's a blast covering this guy. I mean, think about it. The guy was a fifth-round pick coming out of Iowa, and now he's one of the best football players in all the NFL. I mean, it's a joy to watch this guy every single day, man. That's for sure.
Well, the tight ends will be featured in this game, no question. Bonte, great stuff. Hey, thank you very much. Enjoy the ride here, and best of luck on Super Bowl Sunday.
Hey, great talking to you guys, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl, man. Pray for my Niners. It's gonna be a tough one. Mahomes is a bad, bad boy.
All right, Bonte. That's Bonte Hill, radio host, San Francisco, 95.7 The Game, does work on the 49ers radio network. On the other side, we'll continue to talk what's going on here, and also we'll mix in a little Titans perspective from Steve. And then Alan Bell will join us at 11:15. So talking some Super Bowl when we come back in hour number two here on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.